What's with Doris? Like, I'm so disgusted with her too. She should know better. Doris. Yeah, I'm disappointed in her. It's like she's naive in that sense that she buys all the nonsense and doesn't question anything. But then they make it so real too. So it's, unless you know and unless you're contacting her and tell her, her mind is closed. She doesn't even want to hear it. But here's the point is when this information gets out, it's going to be for the public to see, and they won't be able to hide anymore.
Well, that's what it should be. It should be out so the public can read it.
It's going to be, Robert. I'm telling you that. That's bombshell number two. I'm getting ready to put it out there.
Because when you talk about Doris, she phoned me here shortly after the funeral, and she told me, she says, give Linda whatever she wants. She says, and then don't let yourself get sick over it. I thought that'll be the goddamn day when I give her what she wants.
So they were using Doris.
Eh?
They were using Doris to come against you.
Of course.
You know what? They use anybody, don't they? I'm shocked. And yet I'm not.
Oh, no.
Because I know how manipulative
I
they are.
Talked with all the shit that they put up.
Yeah, you were on to them by then, right?
Yeah.
Wow. Isn't that something?
When she told me, just give her whatever she wants, and I thought, yeah, that'll be the bloody day when I give her what she wants. She's got more than her share already. She's not getting no more out of me.
And the question is, who is Doris to tell you what to do?
Well, yeah, that's when it got me. I thought, you got no bloody business here.
Why are you interfering is what,
Well, sure, that's what it is, interfering.
Yeah, that's none of her business. She wasn't there to help in any way. And she's just there to help them clean you out?
Eh?
She's just there to help you clean you out? Like, she had no business doing that.
Oh.
Why was she getting involved? Like, why was she... that is so wrong.
Oh, I know it is, but I mean, what are you going to do when people get that in their stupid head?
Well, you know what? Thank you for that piece of information. That is awesome. That's going to be out there. Because I sure got the feeling that they sure had her around their thumb. Like, Linda, whatever she said was working only because no one else knew what they were saying, right? It was all rigged on in their favor, right?
Hey, Linda had her around her finger, and she had Yvette, too. Don't worry.
Oh, I know Yvette, eh?
Yvette knows lots of stuff, too, but she doesn't say nothing.
Like, what do you mean? What kind of stuff?
Oh, I think she knows what's been going on. But she never talks about it to me, and I don't bring it up either.
Do you see her often?
Eh?
Do you see her often?
Sometimes I see her at dances.
Or do you?
Yeah.
But she doesn't say anything, does she?
She what?
She doesn't say anything, eh?
No.
Jeez. Because when this first started, I went over to her place and got an iron board and iron dad shirts. And she was quite cordial. And then the next time, they're kicking me out of the manor. Because I had stayed overnight in her room. She was on a cruise in the States. Uncle Lawrence had the key. So he said, okay, because you're not allowed to stay at your dad's, you stay at the manor at Yvette's place instead of taking a motel in Winnipeg. That makes no sense.
Yeah.
So he let me sleep there two nights. And then I was asked to leave. Because they didn't want any trouble with Andy. So you know he was already there causing problems.
Of course.
Because there was no need to kick me out. I wasn't even in the way. I was gone all day, right?
He figured that was one way of getting back at you.
Well, he was trying to run me out of town is what he's trying to do.
Of course.
Trying to make it uncomfortable and trying to, so that everybody would, and at that point he had to lie to everybody, and he was denying he had an agreement with Dad, and that's when I started digging, is because Dad was saying they had an agreement. And I said, well, is it in writing? Is it verbal or what? And Dad's so wishy-washy. I could give him a swift kick in the butt that one, because he's not up front. He's like he's always covering for Andy. I don't know. Andy's either threatened him or done a lot of shit, and he's blackmailing him, and I know that.
Yeah.
So it was hard to get a straight answer out of Dad. And even to this day, Doreen could just give him a smack because she knows he's covering for Andy still.
Oh, sure, why not?
Well, what happened is Dad went in the house one time, and here Andy had a girlfriend in bed upstairs, and I think he was married to Angie at the time. So that didn't go over good with Andy, right? But I mean, Dad wasn't expecting that, right? So what do you think happened after that? I'm sure he's been blackmailing him ever since.
Oh, he's no angel, don't worry.
No,